After the moon, Venus is the brightest thing in the night sky. Nothing else even comes close. No wonder civilizations throughout the ages worshipped it. And yet these days, most people seem unaware of our sister planet, the nearest celestial body after the moon, which is also called the evening star. Venus is not always there. Sometimes it's behind the sun. Sometimes it's very low. Then for 9 months at a time, it's only visible in the pre-dawn east, a gift for early risers. When it does appear in the evening sky, it stays for 9 months. But still, its visibility depends on the slant of its orbit with the horizon. Only if it reaches its greatest elongation from the sun in late winter or early spring does its orbit angle almost straight up from the sunset point. And that's what's happening right now. Right now, Venus has reached its greatest separation from the sun while standing high above where the sun set. These are rare, perfect conditions. But on top of that, Venus is also at its most brilliant. It will easily cast shadows when viewed away from all artificial lights against a white surface. It's highest at nightfall, around 8 p.m. But we must savor it. A month from now, Venus will plunge lower and lower each evening and soon pass in front of the sun. And then its wonderful evening sky apparition will be over. Next year, Venus will be low and awful. However, since Venus orbits the sun 13 times in the exact same interval that Earth makes 8 circuits, this current apparition will repeat in 2028. But why start planning ahead? Right now, we have Venus in our grasp as the most spectacular presentation of the evening star that we can ever see. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.